Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. You have tuned into the Anointed Truth of Christ, prime time and uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. It is truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. It is truly a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord, and we're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're coming for you right now as humbly as we know how, just to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight in your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight. We magnify you tonight. And we just want your spirit to move in a mighty way, Lord. Open up our ears, our hearts, and our minds so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we want you to know we appreciate you. Lord, we want you to know we magnify you. Lord, we want you to know, hallelujah, without you, we would not know where we would be. Hallelujah. We thank you for that on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you bless the speaker of the hour on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Put your words in his mouth tonight, Lord. Allow him to decrease so that you can increase, Lord. Hallelujah. And we will lift your name up high and holy. We will magnify you, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. And we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. We thank the Lord for everybody who is present and on the line. Hallelujah. Everybody who is on time. Praise God. Like I said, hallelujah, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, prime time and uncensored. Hallelujah. Well, prime time, you know what that means. Hallelujah. That's a certain time slot. Hallelujah. But what does uncensored mean? Uncensored. Hallelujah. That don't mean you're going to hear some cussing on the line. Praise God, hallelujah. That don't mean you're going to hear some pornography, hallelujah, or some profane language on the line, hallelujah, praise God. What does it mean to be uncensored? To be uncensored means that we preach and we teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God, hallelujah. We don't sugarcoat it, hallelujah. We don't water it down, hallelujah. However, amen. Thick it is, that's just how thick it is. However bitter it is, it's just that bitter. Sometimes the word of God is bitter. Hallelujah. Sometimes the word of God is hard to take. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, if I mess with the potency, hallelujah, amen, if I mess with the chemical compound, praise God, of the medicine, hallelujah, it's going to mess with the effectiveness of the medicine. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Let me break it down to some of my street people. It's not stepped on. Hallelujah. It's uncut. Praise God. It's as pure as it gets. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't mixing it down with no baking soda. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't trying to stretch it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We giving it to you pure and uncut. Hallelujah. Praise God. That unadulterated word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. The medicine we give you, hallelujah. See, I got to talk to a certain group of people. The medicine we give you, it ain't got no sticks, it ain't got no seeds in it. Hallelujah, praise God. When you taste it, your whole tongue going to go numb. Hallelujah, that's that pure word. Hallelujah, unadulterated, unstepped on. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the men and women of God that God has put, hallelujah, into our lives that come forth and preach and teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God tonight. Praise God. Like we said earlier, we have a dynamic speaker on tonight is going to come forth with the word of God. I'm talking about none other than our very own. Hallelujah. Pastor Alexis, praise God, hallelujah, Bishop Alexis, praise God, the co-pastor of the Care Church Incorporated, concerned about reaching everybody, hallelujah. They located in Arlington, Texas, praise God, hallelujah. And we invite you, hallelujah. We know a lot of people, it's summertime. We know a lot of people going on vacation, praise God. You're going down there to Six Flags. Well, why are you down there in the Dallas, Hallelujah. Metropolitan area, while you're down now. Praise God. Hallelujah. At Six Flags, I want to remind you that Care Church, hallelujah, is right in the vicinity. All you got to do is Google it. Hallelujah, and look it up, praise God. So when you leave church, when you leave Six Flags on Saturday night, get you some rest, hallelujah. Get up Sunday morning, praise God. You ain't got to have on no three-piece suit, praise God, hallelujah. You ain't got to have on no big church hat, praise God, hallelujah, and no dress down to your ankles, praise God, hallelujah. Throw on you some jeans and a t-shirt if that's all you got. Go right down now to Care Church Incorporated and receive a word from God. Hallelujah, from the pastor and co-pastor down there, amen, Bishop Mac Page, hallelujah, and Bishop Andre Alexis, Mac and Dre, praise God, hallelujah, the professor, hallelujah, and the prophet. Go down there, receive a word from God, hallelujah, stop by a restaurant, get you something to eat, then go back to Six Flags and have some fun, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Put God in your vacation plans today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't want to go out there to the Potter's House, praise God, or you don't want to go to none of them big mega churches, praise God. Hallelujah. Why don't you go to this small mega church? Hallelujah. Yeah, I said it. Why don't you go to this small mega church, praise God, and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. We are just blessed, hallelujah, to be on the line tonight. Praise God. In about 2 minutes, I am going to put up the speaker. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah, praise God. We thank y'all for tuning in. Hallelujah, praise God. And we truly hope the word of God will be a blessing in your life. Praise God, hallelujah. We want to give a shout out, hallelujah, to Uganda, Africa. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We got some followers over there in Africa. Praise God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. All the way in Iran. Praise God. Russia. Praise God. Mexico. Canada. Hallelujah. Praise God. All over the world. We just want to thank everybody. Hallelujah. For tuning in. I have received y'all inboxes. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have been praying. Hallelujah. Putting y'all prayer requests on the throne of grace, praise God, hallelujah, and making sure, praise God, hallelujah, that we send those prayers up, that we send those testimonies up before the throne of grace, hallelujah, and we are so glad. Hallelujah. Those of you over there in those third world countries, hallelujah, we are so glad that you are enjoying and receiving the word of God. We are so glad that the word of God, hallelujah, has been beneficial in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want y'all to know tonight, amen, that's what it's about. Praise God. That's what it's about. It's about delivering the word of God. It's about, hallelujah, making sure somebody else gets saved. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord on tonight. So we do thank God for all of y'all. Hallelujah. Listening in various parts of the world. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Listening in North America. Praise God. We thank God for you all. Hallelujah. Like I said, we are going to have a blessed time in the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have Bishop, hallelujah, about to come forth and give a word from God. But first, let me give him a proper introduction. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, the co-pastor of Care Church Incorporated. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, if you don't know, you're about to find out that God is putting a word in his belly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. I call him the professor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But you can just call him Bishop Andre Pierre Alexis from Arlington, Texas. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I am going to put it in his hands. Bishop, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Hallelujah on tonight.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers. And I think it's a well befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel. And you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood. And I say, my dear friend, thank you for your introduction very much. Thank you very much. I like to open up as Paul said tonight. I'm going to open up just a little different by reading the scriptures from 1 Corinthians. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 2, it says, to God's church at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called as saints, and all those in every place who call on the name of Jesus our Lord, both their Lord and our Lord. Now, I would like to say that was written back then, but it is very much needful to be understood right now, because every believer that has been calling on the name of Jesus are the very precious saints of God. Everyone that has called upon the name of the Lord, he himself has sanctified, and you have been set apart for the work of the Lord. And you belong to him, and he belongs to you. And so therefore, I greet you, my beloved. I greet you, most sanctified ones. I greet you, holy and beloved ones, because you are precious in the sight of God. You have been set apart. You have been set apart from this world. You have been set apart from the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, and you have been declared more than a conqueror through him that called you out of darkness. And I now profess my declaration, and my declaration is, as always, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus has did for us from Mount Calvary. He had donated his victory to you and to I, and we are the church, and we must declare we are more than conquerors. It's not that I can do all things through Christ, it's that I will do all things through Christ, making the declaration of victory very known, making it very plain. Let us not ever poor mouth the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the richest thing in the earth. Listen, it is better than silver and gold. It is more precious than any meat or any wine that you may drink. This is the gospel, the only thing that can save the souls of mankind. And it has been given to you, and it has been given to I, that we must declare it to a lost generation. No, look at your situation. God ain't called you because of your situation. He didn't say he was going to change your situation, but he was going to give you enough faith that you will exercise it, that you may walk above your situation. My friend, my dear brother, my dear sister, we are more than conquerors through Christ. I say it once again. I beat this drum in this village. I say it once again that I will not do all things through Christ, but I can do all things, and I shall do all things through Christ. I have to declare most things to myself. As I speak to you, I speak to myself. You know, sometimes a preacher don't always have somebody to uplift them or to call them and to edify them. And therefore, our comfort is always in the works of the cross. The preacher always know how to turn when he's facing his most lonely moments, when he's facing as if no one really cares about him. The preacher, the child of God, let's interchange the word preacher, and let's use the child of God should always know how to turn to God when he needs strength. Because I said your phone may not ring and someone tell you any good thing for you. So you always have to drink from the well that flows from Emmanuel. And it's a constant well and it's a living well. And when we drink it out of our bellies, to flow rivers of living water. Oh, Christ is good. Oh, come taste and see. Come taste and see. You know, while I'm speaking about Christ, I just felt right now that I just ought to have just his words to just begin to just take over everything that you and I was going to do. So if you don't mind, I just want to hear his words, and I want to share them with you, and I want to share them with you because I want you to remember that when he speaks, mountains can quake. When he speaks, he can call the dolphins out of the water. And when he speaks, he can call the seas to break his boundary. When he speaks, he's magnificent in the things that he says. And I'm going to call our attention to Acts chapter 26 and looking inside of verse number 14. It was a young man and he was on his road to Damascus and he saw a great light from heaven brighter than the sun shining around him. And those that was traveling with him, all of a sudden this young man fell to the ground, and when he fell to the ground, he heard a voice, and the voice began to speak in the Hebrew language. Yes, yes, yes. He spoke to Paul in the Hebrew language. Let us remember our linguistics at this point in time, because when God was speaking to them, he was using the tongue of the Arabic tongue. And so he spoke in Arabic to Paul, and he said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads," is what my scripture reads. And that's just in verse number 14. Well, let's just stop right there. And I want to say we see what the Bible says. Now, let's get an interpretation of what the Bible is saying. The interpretation is saying that now I'm just go walk with me for a second. The magnificent God, the beneficial God, the greatest I am that I am, the Yahweh, the El Shaddai, this God asked a mere man a question. He said, "Why are you persecuting me?" It's a marvelous question, because here we see the humility of this great God. Now, don't you know that everybody don't take it on the chin, baby? No, everybody don't know how to turn the left chin and turn them to them the right chin and offer them the next chin. And here you have this great God turning his chin and asking this mere human being, "Why are you persecuting me?" Well, the question doesn't go without a particular result, because the question is asked, and God is going to have a desired result at the end of all that's going to go on. So let's read the play. He says, "It's hard for you to kick against the gourds." Now, I don't know if you've done your homework and understand what gourds actually are. The gourds are actually pointed rods, sticks. They're sticks with points on them. And that's what he considered Paul doing. Paul, you are kicking against a point pointed stick. Why are you? It's hard for you to do that. Don't you know the result of you kicking against a pointed stick? I don't care what type of shoe you have on. You can even have a steel toe shoe on. But I tell you, you kick long enough. Damage will happen to your foot. And verse 15, and then the young man said, and I, who are you, Lord? Who are you? And I also want to interrupt you with this comment. This is my own personal commentary, and I think you might find it valuable. So here you see Paul is being spoken to by the king, the great that I am, and he's speaking to him in the Aramaic language. I want you to also know that that was the language of the people. Now, if today, if God has been speaking to you, God is not talking to you in Aramaic. Okay? He's talking to you in English. Amen? Because God relates to us in the way that we know how to understand him. So everything is anthropomorphic. Okay, everything is always dealing with anthology. It's always dealing with how we understand things. Remember, I said to you before, if God was to really speak with you and I, we would not understand the things that he said in his natural language, because he is a high intelligent and supreme being. And so whenever God talks to you and talks to me, remember, he's talking to us in baby language. So he comes all the way down out of his great vernacular, and he speaks to you and I in a way that you and I understand it. He talks about him having an arm because we can relate to that. We understand that. We talk to him about having eyes and nose and teeth. He used those things because you and I understand that. We have pictures of that. We understand that. So those are the things that God used in order to relate to us. And so he says to Paul, why are you kicking against gourds? So Paul, he can relate to that. Paul don't know what gourds are. He can relate to that. That wasn't a question that was so far out and what is God talking about? No, Paul knew exactly what he was talking about, because God came down and spoke to him in a language that she understood. And that's the way God speaks to you and I. So let's go back to verse 15. And then I said, this is Paul, who are you, Lord? And the Lord replied, I am Jesus. Now notice who he declared himself to be. He said, I am Jesus. Now I want you to know, even in the translation, the name remained Jesus. It doesn't turn into Yahweh. It doesn't turn into Elohim. It doesn't turn into Yahshua HaMashiach. It doesn't turn into any other name. It remains as the name Jesus. The same name that the angel told Mary that she will have a son and his name shall be called Jesus. He didn't say the name shall be called Yahweh. He didn't say the name will be called El Shaddai. He didn't say the name will be called the great that I am. He said that the name will be called Jesus. I don't care what you've heard about not having a letter J. But listen, the angel was pronouncing it, and I think you and I ought to continue to pronounce it. The name is Jesus. Now let's go back to the scriptures. And the Lord replied to him, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting, but get up and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose. Okay, so we see that God is declaring a purpose. So let's take a look and see what the purpose it is that Jesus appeared to Saul. Well, Paul, right now. And I have verse 16, but get up and stand on your feet. For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and a witness of what you have seen and what I will reveal to you. Okay, my beloved, there goes the purpose. The purpose that Saul, Paul, it has been confronted on Damascus Road was to appoint him as a servant, as a witness to what has been seen and what will be revealed. My love, how precious is the purpose of God? The purpose of God does not change for any of his children. Your purpose and Paul's purpose and my purpose is all of the same, because God's purpose has not changed for the preaching of this gospel of the good news. So you are servant, not just a child of God. You're called to be a servant. You're called to be a witness to the things that you have seen, the way that your life has been, what it was, and how it's changed. You have seen some things. You can tell some things, and not just that. God is going to reveal, and he is revealing more to you. So, my beloved, believe me, in the house of God, you must stand as a servant, amen, as a servant. We need to definitely understand the power that God has in our lives as a master. As master. This is why we call him Lord. This is why the name Jesus Christ, when we say Jesus Christ, we're saying we understand Christ has Messiah. We understand not just as Messiah, we understand him as the suffering servant. Not just as a suffering servant, we understand him as King of Kings in the Greek word. The highest form you can get is to pronounce the word Kyrios. So he's Kyrios. And this is Lord above all other gods, above all others, Lord of Lords. This is Jesus Christ. This is the name that is given above all names. So when Paul meets him, he meets him as Jesus Kyrios, the Lord of Lords. That's who he is, master. And that's why he said, you shall be a servant and a witness of what you have seen and what I will reveal to you. And I will rescue you from the people. Now he's showing you that he is Savior. I will rescue you from the people and from the Gentiles. Savior. So he shows up not just as Lord of Lords, but he shows up as a Savior. As a Savior. Saving Paul from what? From the Gentiles. Well, who are the Gentiles, my love? Who are the Gentiles? Well, the Gentiles, if you're not Jewish by birth, then the Gentiles are you and me. Well, we weren't born as Jews, you and I. We was outside of the covenant of God. We are the Gentiles that have been saved, that God has turned to, because Israel refused to do the right thing and forsaken their proper place with God. And in doing so, he turned to a people who was not a people, people and provoke and make them jealous by a people, taking a people unto himself and making himself Lord of Lord and King of King and Kyrios, the Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai, the great Almighty One, over their lives. So you and I have now called upon this Lord of Lords, but we were not a people, but now we are a people. We are a people. And it is a beautiful thing to know that you and I, who was once just all lost and had no God and had all sorts of gods and burned candles and beat drums and looked at astrologies and doing all sorts of weird things, calling off all sorts of other things and other deities, but now you and I call upon a living God, because you and I are his people. We are children of the kingdom, and we are walking in the victory that Christ has given to us from the cross. You and I are now precious in the very sight of God. He says, listen, I want to go back to verse 17. He says, I will rescue you from the people and from the Gentiles. I'll now send you to them, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness, to turn from the power of Satan to God. Listen, my beloved, when before you received this gospel of Jesus Christ, you was in darkness. The Bible says that when he found you and I, that we was dead in our trespasses and in our sins. But when this gospel came to the Gentiles, when they did not have anything except deity, Mars, Venus, the Greek gods, and all these other gods, and animism, and all these other things, speaking to rocks, talking to trees, and looking for spirits to be in everything except the living God. They worship the moon, the stars, they open up their hearts to listen to seashells, to receive instruction from the ocean. Listen, what they did without the living God was all due to them believing and us believing and being deceived by the power of Satan. But when this gospel came to you and I, it did exactly what God said it would do to Paul. Let me read it again. He says in verse number 18, he says, and closing out in verse 17, he says, I now send you to them to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, and that by faith in me they may receive forgiveness of sins and share among them who are sanctified. I have to back up a little bit, because he said that this gospel has the power to open eyes. It has the power to turn people from darkness to light. It has the power to turn people from the power of Satan to God. And this is done by faith in Jesus, that they may receive forgiveness and of their sins and share among those who are sanctify. My beloved, we need to understand what sanctify and sanctification mean and how it has come about in a Christian's life. It comes about through the work of the Holy Spirit that separates the believer in Jesus from the world. At the time of saving faith in Jesus, the believer is made a saint. Now, it's not what I said, but it's what he has done. And therefore, all believers are saints. The believer participates with the Spirit spirit and the process of transformation, and that continues until the state of glorification. Now remember, the goal of sanctification is progressive conformity to the image of Jesus himself. So we're in a progressive state as you and I live unto Jesus. And I want you to be encouraged, my beloved. I want you to be encouraged because you are beautiful in God. And there's no one that can ever outdo what God has already done for you and for me. This is a wonderful thing. This is a beautiful thing because I want you to know that even in 1 Corinthians 7:14, it talks about for the unbelieving husband is set apart for God by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is set apart for God by the husband, and by otherwise the children will be corrupt, and that's not God's intention. God's intention is that one sanctifies the other through relationship. One sanctifies the other through relationship. The wonderful thing that you and I have to remember that over in Acts, you see him, he says, and now I commit to God and to the message of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all who are sanctified. That's Romans 20 and verse number 32. It talks about how the gospel by itself has the power to sanctify. It has the power of the setting apart for the believer for God. Romans 15 and 16 tells us to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles is serving as a priest of God, of God's good news. He says, my purpose is that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable and sanctified by the Holy Spirit because of the receiving of the gospel. Because of the receiving of the gospel. Listen, I don't mean to badmouth any ministry, but let me tell you, you can go all day long to marriage seminars. You can go all day long to alcoholic societies. You can go all day long for all sorts of other helps. But listen, the only true help that is given to for the saving of the soul and the correcting of man's mind by the transforming of his mind is this gospel of Jesus Christ in which you hear now preach. Listen, the Bible encourages us. It tells us that it's by thy word, O Lord, I have given them thy word, and thy word is truth. When we read St. John 17 and 17, he says, sanctify them by thy word. Your word is truth. My beloved, you are sanctified by the very word of God. Listen, you may continue your counseling and you may continue all the other outside helps, but let me tell you, you can put all of your eggs in one basket when you turn to the gospel, because the gospel will not let you down. Let me tell you why, my beloved, because the Bible is a book. And it introduces you to a person, and that person being Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ gives you a lifelong experience. I tell you, and I'll beat the drum in this village, no man can come to Jesus and walk away the same. He'll walk away for the best, or he'll walk away for the worst. My dear precious person in God. You most holy and beloved of God. You who are sanctified and called as a believer of God. I'm talking to you. I'm telling you, but by this will of God, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Once and for all. Once and for all. You and I have been sanctified through the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. It's not going to happen no more. It's already been done. If you have believed it, you are sanctified and precious, and you among all the other saints. And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend, loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. Any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen. 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 Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Alexis on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me do this before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you tonight for the man of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the virtue that he has poured out onto us tonight. And we just ask that you continue to refill him the virtue and the wisdom and the knowledge and the word that he pours out onto your children, Lord. Lord, touch his mind, body, and soul. Hallelujah. Increase him, Lord. Hallelujah. As you increase your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God in wisdom, stature, and favor with man, with God and man. We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. For the man of God. In your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. And the man of God said something. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you can get all the help. This is the way I heard it. You can get all the help, hallelujah, in the world. Praise God, but until you get help from Jesus, praise God, the AA meeting, praise God, they may can get you off that alcohol. Hallelujah. Dr. Phil, praise God, maybe he can fix your behavior issues. Praise God, hallelujah, but none of that equates salvation. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. You can go to Dr. Phil and sit on that couch and talk for $1,000 an hour. Hallelujah, praise God, but you can just talk to Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. The veil was ripped from the top to the bottom so we can have relationship, so there can be nothing in between us. Hallelujah, praise God. Yeah, you can go get help from another source. Hallelujah, praise God, but it ain't gonna get you in heaven. It's not gonna save your soul. Hallelujah, and it's not gonna redeem you. Praise God. You can only be redeemed by one thing, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The only word that's truly, truly gonna benefit your life, hallelujah, is the word of God. Praise the Lord on tonight. I wanna open up the line. Hallelujah. If anybody has any testimonies, prayer requests, or comments on the word tonight, hallelujah, feel free to do so at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
Do you have anybody on the line with you, Elder?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We got a couple people on the line. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we do thank God for y'all out there. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, when the word is self-explanatory, hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of times we don't even have no questions because you done said everything need to be said. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for that on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Without Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I also like the way the man of God say, don't get caught up on all these different names. Hallelujah, praise God. This is just a translation. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, God, I heard somebody say, well, God ain't hearing our prayers because we not saying his right name. He know who you talking to. Hallelujah. I call Bishop Alexis. I call him Pastor. I might call him Professor. Hallelujah, praise God. That's not his name. Hallelujah. His name is Andre. But when I say Bishop, he responds. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. When I say pastor, he responds. Hallelujah. If I say professor, he responds. In other words, he know who I'm talking to. My name not elder. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when somebody says elder, I respond. I know who they talking to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, what you trying to say, elder? Hallelujah. Don't get caught up in, hallelujah, the translations. And his name is Yahweh. His name is Yahshua. His name is I Am. His name is Jehovah. His name is Elohim. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am who I say I am. That's what he said. Hallelujah. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. Hallelujah. He know who you talking to. Hallelujah. If Jesus wasn't a powerful name, how come demons gotta flee when you say it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Why these evil spirits gotta obey it? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wanna do this. I wanna call back up the man of God. Man of God, hallelujah. Could you do an invitation of discipleship? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Sure, sure. I will do. At this time, if you're out there under the sound of my voice, we're gonna attack the devil first. That's the first thing we're gonna do as we open up the doors to the church. There's some things that you gotta tell the devil. First of all, let's just say, Satan, I take back my mind, my heart, and my soul. If you repeat that with me, please. Satan, I take back my mind, my heart, and my soul. You can no longer blind me with your deception. I will receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus, invitation time. Jesus, would you please come into my heart? I want to make you the Lord of my life. I neglected you. I heard so much about you, and I know that you're here. And tonight, I want to make you Kyrios. I want to make you Lord of my life. I want you into my heart, and I need you to forgive my sins. Father, I believe by faith the thing that I've just said, you will accept me into your kingdom, and you will let your son come into my heart, and you will begin to help me change my way of thinking, my way of living. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, amen, Bishop, for that invitation to discipleship. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we believe as Christians, praise God. Hallelujah. Once you make Jesus the Lord of your life, once you make him your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, the Bible says you have been saved. If you confess that with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, hallelujah, praise God, you believe it in your heart, praise God, it was real what you said. Hallelujah, you wouldn't just give him the Lord no lip service. Hallelujah, you have been saved. Hallelujah, you have received this is not something you're waiting to get. Hallelujah, praise God. If you believe the word of God, hallelujah, you have been saved. Hallelujah, praise God. We thank God on tonight, hallelujah, for the man of God and for the word of God. Before we close out, I do want to open up the line just one more time. Hallelujah, for any prayer requests. Hallelujah, any comments, any testimonies, praise God, hallelujah, any questions, hallelujah, there's only one kind of dumb question, there's only one kind of stupid question, hallelujah, there's only one kind of ignorant question, and that's the question that you don't ask, hallelujah, that's the question where you got it in your head that I need to ask this question, but instead I keep my mouth closed. That's when it becomes a dumb question, and it's only a dumb question because you did not ask it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. So before we close out tonight, do we have one on the line on tonight? Amen. 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 Well, we do thank God. Hallelujah. If you just tuned in and you weren't able and you heard the end of the message, hallelujah, praise God. We want to invite you, hallelujah, to go to Blog Talk Radio. We will have it posted by the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. It will be the newest post on there. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of the Blog Talk Radio listeners on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. And we thank God, hallelujah, for everything that He is doing in our lives and in each of our individual ministries. Hallelujah. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to thank our speaker on tonight, none other than our very own, hallelujah, Bishop Andre Alexis. Hallelujah. Amen. That's my hallelujah. He's the one who ordained me. Hallelujah. For lack of a better term, that's my John the Baptist. Everybody got to have a John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Everybody got to have somebody to point you out. You can't point yourself out. Hallelujah. You can't say, here I go. Somebody got to say, there they go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he is my John. Hallelujah. And you got to realize, hallelujah, you are somebody's John also. Hallelujah. You got to point somebody out too. Praise God and say, there he go. As a matter of fact, Jesus pointed out 12. Hallelujah. Praise God. He say, hallelujah. Here y'all go. Y'all are my 12 and one of y'all is a devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even though that one was a devil, they all still got pointed out. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be able to put the finger on somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Bishop Alexis. Hallelujah. Amen. Being obedient and hearing the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for him on tonight. We thank God for Care Church Incorporated. And like I said, if you on vacation, you up there at Six Flags. Hallelujah. 11 o'clock Sunday morning, Central Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go to Care Church Incorporated, concerned about reaching everybody. Hallelujah. When you get out of service, hallelujah, then you can go by Six Flags. Hallelujah. And enjoy the rest of your vacation. But don't leave God out your vacation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. We have had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I tell everybody, like I told them at church yesterday, hallelujah, when it's a few people, don't get discouraged. Hallelujah. When you see a few people, you got to be encouraged. Yeah, well, that don't make no sense. Why would I be encouraged because it's a few? Because the Bible says that the road to heaven is narrow. Hallelujah. And only few will find it. Hallelujah. Praise God. As EVCS would say, you ought to be proud to be in that number one more time. That number of a few. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it like this, and I'm going to go ahead and shut it down. Everybody kissing behind to get to heaven. Hallelujah, they ain't going. Praise God, hallelujah. Everybody, every church that's packed, hallelujah. If you read the book of Ezekiel, you might find out that God started the calamity. He started the destruction. He started the chastening. He started the murder and the killing in the church. The Bible says, hallelujah, that the elders were slain. That's scary because they call me elder. Hallelujah, praise God. The elders were slain before anybody else was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He started in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But just because your church full, just because you packed, just because you standing room only, hallelujah, don't mean y'all gonna make it. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. I'm not going to get into that tonight. Hallelujah, we've had a blessed time in the Lord. I want to thank, amen, the man of God for coming forth with that dynamic message. Praise God, hallelujah. For those of you, amen, praise God, that are still on the line, praise God. And you know the number to the women of L.A., hallelujah, I believe the chosen generation of churches is going forth as we speak, so we can click off of this line and go to that line. Praise God, hallelujah. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and I'm about to go ahead and close us out with a word of prayer.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
BJ.
Lord.
That's BJ.
Amen. That's Pastor BJ. Praise God.
It's Maxine. I'm not BJ.
That's Maxine. God bless you, Maxine. God bless you, sister. God bless you.
God, your dynamic word as always. I enjoy it, and I was blessed even though I didn't say anything.
God bless you, Sister Maxine. You are sanctified and set apart for his work, and no one can undo what Christ has done in your life. God bless
Amen.
You.
And God bless you, man of God. And Pastor
Thank
Lito,
you,
too.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless you as well, Sister Maxine. Praise God. We thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let me say this. I'm not one of those people that hound you. Hallelujah. Amen. Say something. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary did and just listen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why I thank God for Sister Maxine. Hallelujah. She may not always say something, but she's listening. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. A lot of times we can't hear because we're doing too much talking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Try to talk and listen at the same time. You can't do it. That's why couples end up arguing. All you hear is a bunch of shouting. Both of us are saying something, but nobody's listening to the other one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because nobody want to shut up. Hallelujah, praise God. The same thing goes in church. Don't nobody want to shut up. Everybody want to be heard. Hallelujah, praise God. But somebody got to listen. The Bible say be slow to talk and quick to listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. So we thank God for the woman of God tonight. Hallelujah. We truly and still thank God. Hallelujah for everything he is doing in her life as well. She got that phrase, she say, in spite of. Hallelujah. I'm gonna do a hashtag of that. Hashtag in spite of. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you give God the praise in spite of? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She remind me of David. David would be going through hell. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
David be going through hell and high water, but he say his praise would continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In all things, give God thanks. Hallelujah. In spite of how you're feeling, in spite of your situation, in spite of what you're going through, give God the praise. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Maxine on tonight. Hallelujah. And I know, hallelujah, her ministry has already reached some people. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord is telling me right now her ministry is going to reach more people than she ever thought. Hallelujah. Praise God because of her testimony. A lot of people haven't heard her testimony. Praise God. And she ain't ashamed of her testimony. She is transparent. Hallelujah. About what she has been through in her life. And she will be back on the line one day to deliver her testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again. Hallelujah. Because we know somebody out there, like Minister Ray was telling us earlier, we don't interact with everybody who listens to our messages on Facebook. Hallelujah. Blog Talk Radio, YouTube. Praise God. They may not leave a comment. They may not say nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they are being touched by the word of God or else they wouldn't be tuning in to watch. They wouldn't be tuning in to listen. Even those that leave weird comments. Hallelujah. Some people leave derogatory comments. Praise God. If you go back and look at the videos, some people have said some crazy things, but they were on there listening.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All we were doing was planting the seed. Hallelujah. We ain't gonna get it. First of all, we can't get them right. Like Bishop was saying, only God can do it. Hallelujah. By us preaching the gospel, God intervenes and God intervenes and God does all the changing from the inside out. Praise God. All we can do is deliver the word. All we can do is plant that seed. Hallelujah. See, he said, I got somebody to plant and I got somebody to reap. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Maxine.
Oh, I was just saying, because the word of God, he said what he sent it to do, it will accomplish that thing. That's why the people is listening, because they're being drawn by the word that's being spoken. It is the spoken word that's coming out of your mouth or whoever mouth that they hear. So they're being drawn to sit and listen in spite of the comments, whatever, whether it be positive or negative, you know. But they're being drawn by the word of God. So we just thank God for the power of his word that it draws his people, you know, to sit and listen, to do whatever he may want it to do. Because he said it will accomplish and it will prosper in what he sent it to do. So we just thank God for you know, the vision and you being committed and faithful and everybody else has committed and faithful to do what God is calling his people to do. And in spite of, you know, what we go through and, you know, God has predestined everything, you know, so everybody that has a purpose and a destiny. So God has predestined that purpose and that destiny in your life. So everybody should want to step up to the plate, which many don't and won't. But, you know, whosoever will. So thank God and praise God. You know.
Amen. 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 And we thank God for Sister Maxine on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in. Praise God, everybody who is tuned in. Hallelujah. Everybody who is out there watching on Facebook Live. We thank God for y'all tonight. Hallelujah, Pastor Mike. Amen. From Gospel Talk TV. We thank God for seeing you out there on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mike is all, he always tuned in watching us. Hallelujah. That's where we started out. We started out on Gospel Talk TV, y'all. Some about 3-4 years ago. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for Pastor Mike. Hallelujah. And everything he's doing for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for Pastor Mike because when we started doing our own telecast, our own broadcast, he encouraged me. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, great job. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, some people, amen, you start off with them. Hallelujah. And when you go to Brad's house, they start hating on you. Hallelujah, praise God. That's how you know the difference between the real men and women of God and these posers, these fakers. Hallelujah, praise God. When we was rapping, hallelujah, when I was doing that worldly rap, it was certain rappers, we would call them studio gangsters. Hallelujah, praise God, because they wasn't gangsters in the world. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. When I was out there thugging and Bishop Alexis was out there thugging and they might cross the street when they see us coming, but then they get in the studio and claim they done shot this person and they done sold this much dope and they done did this thing and that thing. Hallelujah, the same thing goes in the church. We got people in the church saying, hallelujah, I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and you filled with a ghost, but it ain't the Holy One. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Praise God. But we thank God for the true men and women of God on this line. Praise God that God has brought us in connection with. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we've had a blessed time on the night. Like I've said, hallelujah, we thank God for the man of God and his word, hallelujah, holy, set aside, hallelujah, praise God for the purpose of God, hallelujah, praise God. Like I said, if you didn't get that message or you didn't pick the whole thing up, we will have it rebroadcast, hallelujah, on Blog Talk Radio, and it is also, hallelujah, on Facebook Live. There might be a little background on Facebook Live, hallelujah, so if you want the clear broadcast, praise God, hallelujah, tune in to Blog Talk Radio. We will have posted on tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. And then you can also go, hallelujah, into the archives. Praise God. And view some of our other programs and other messages that have been brought forth in the Word of God. Hallelujah. I've had a blessed time on the line tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and close out tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name, Lord. We thank you for the word that was delivered tonight, hallelujah, through the lips of the man of God, hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, that somebody was educated by that word tonight. We pray, Lord, that that word helped somebody tonight, hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that somebody came to Christ tonight, hallelujah, as a result of him being obedient, hallelujah, to your word. And we thank you on tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue to touch us, hallelujah, you continue to be with us, hallelujah, and you continue to love us, hallelujah, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness, hallelujah, which is renewed every day. We love you, hallelujah, we magnify you, and Lord, we appreciate you for everything that you do. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Bishop Alexis, don't forget, you are going to live forever and ever and ever. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you on tonight. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. We'll see you tomorrow on the morning prayer call. Hallelujah with Minister Ray. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see you tomorrow. Praise the Lord tonight.
Tonight.